This is Bigger Pockets Daily, and it's Friday. I'm Tyler, and the article I'm about to share comes from the Bigger Pockets blog. You can find a wealth of information on the site, or by searching Bigger Pockets in any podcast app. Maybe that's how you found this show. So let's get to it. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. A Step-by-Step Guide to Set Up Your LLC by Matt Faircloth. A popular topic I hear a lot about is LLCs. It's talked about all over Bigger Pockets and my YouTube channel, too. People pose questions like, should I set up an LLC? What should I name my LLC? In what state should I set up my LLC? And so on and so forth. That's just a few. People think of the LLC as overly complex, but in reality, oh, it's not. I'm going to boil it down for you in a step-by-step process, as well as a crash course on what an LLC is. Disclaimer alert, I am not an attorney. I am not a CPA, nor is Bigger Pockets. I'm just a real estate investor dude, okay? And the advice I'm giving to you is my personal opinion on LLCs based on my own experience. Okay, that out of the way. Before we dive into the steps, let me go ahead and break down what an LLC is. An LLC is a limited liability company. I'm not sure why they call it that, but it is the most commonly used vehicle for owning real estate. There are also other types of corporations you can use: a C corporation, a partnership, an LP, or an S corporation, and the list goes on. An LLC is when you are the sole proprietor of the company. You could also own it with investors, your spouse, a partner, etc. Say you own real estate that makes money for you, the LLC passes the money from that business venture to you. If that venture were to lose money, like a single-family home, you can claim a loss on depreciation of the home. LLCs allow the money to pass from the business to you, but shield you from liability. If you have a tenant who is unhappy with something that happened at your property, the LLC makes it more difficult for them to get a hold of you, aka sue you. The LLC is an asset protection vehicle that makes it so your personal finances are not at risk. An LLC also allows you to tack on expenses to your business, like a cell phone bill or your car payment. If you can prove that you're using these things for your business, you can make them business expenses, and then you can claim them as deductions on your taxes. Just be sure that you can prove expenses are business-related. One last thing is that if a mortgage is through your LLC, it wouldn't show up on your personal credit report. LLCs can shield you from debt that you're taking on. I own a bunch of properties, but they don't show up on my credit report because of my LLC. Now, let's get into how to create an LLC. All right, so number one, talk to a CPA and find a lawyer. No, a CPA and lawyer aren't operating for free. So, you know, like this podcast and blog post associated with it and the video inside the post and all that are free, and I'm happy to do that for you. But a CPA and lawyer, yeah, they're going to want to get paid for this. Though it will cost you, you'll want these two professionals in your corner, along with their expert advice. They'll understand how to meet your financial needs, explain what your tax liabilities are, and what legal ramifications to look out for when setting up an LLC. If you're wanting to set up an S-Corp, which is if your business is fee-based, you definitely want to speak with a CPA and lawyer for tax-based strategies. This type of business would be for fix and flippers or if you're charging fees to clients, but that's another conversation for another time. Number two, pick a name. This sounds silly, I know, but it has to be done. You need to decide what the purpose of your LLC will be. If you own one property and that's all you ever plan to do, you can name the company the address of that home, or name it something benign. But if you want to grow your company, be more mindful of the name. Make it catchy and easy to remember, but also have it reflect what your company does. Trust me, there's more to a name than you think. Three, choose a state. I will typically register my LLC where my properties are. Some people pick certain states for tax purposes or to prevent tenants from coming after them. But to keep it simple, I set up my LLC where the property is located. You can also set it up in the state where you're a resident. Next, you want to go to the state's website to register your LLC. Make sure the name you want is available, and then you fill out the necessary paperwork to get your LLC up and running. This will likely cost you some money, roughly like $200 to $300. FYI, the following step runs concurrently to this one. So if you do step number four before three, that's actually okay. And number four, set up an EIN number. Go to irs.gov, and good news, this is free. Wah, those guys are so nice. When you're registering your business with the state, it will ask you for your EIN number, but I do step number three first to make sure the name I want isn't taken, and then I keep the state tab open on the page asking for the EIN number. To get the number, you'll have to fill out a questionnaire on the IRS website, but it's only going to take about 10 minutes or so. Once you're done with that, you'll be given an EIN number that you can then fill out on the state page. Number five, find a registered agent. This means that there is a primary contact who lives in the state where you want to do business. If you're investing in your home state, then you are the registered agent. But if you're not investing in the state where you live, you'll need to find a registered agent. There are registered agent services that'll cost you about $100 to $200 per year that can represent you if you're doing business out of state. They practically provide you an address and warm body that can speak on your behalf. I recommend talking with your lawyer when seeking out a registered agent out of state. Number six, create an operating agreement. This defines the managing member, which could be you, a group of people, two partners, yeah, really any which way. The important thing is that the managing member is the one calling the shots. They're basically the president of the company. This agreement goes over the goals of the company, employee roles, if it's not just you, and so on. Oddly enough, this agreement doesn't get filed with the state. It's simply a legal document that you need to formalize the terms of the LLC. Okay, and now that we've gone over how to set up an LLC, let's go ahead and get into how to maintain one. Step number one in maintaining an LLC, keep up with annual expenses. If there is a change in the registered agent, this will have to be notified to the state. You'll have to send in your registration certificate, or you may have to send in your annual report that states who the agent is, who's still at the company, where the company is located, and a fee, of course. Remember, if you're not the registered agent, you'll be paying an annual fee to the registered agent service. Number two, pay your taxes. You'll have to pay federal taxes as well as taxes to the state that you're registered in. If your business is located in one state and the investment property is in another, you might have to pay taxes for both those states. Of course. This is why I register my properties where my business is. Just makes sense. Then I just don't have to pay state income taxes twice. You may know some tax loopholes that I don't, but yeah, this is also why you should hire a CPA, because they will be able to guide you through all of this. They will, more than likely, know some loopholes in the tax code. And that's all I got for now. Remember, this was my personal opinion on LLCs, and please talk to a lawyer and CPA before you set one up. Bottom line, LLCs are great when you own property and not as complex as people make them out to be. Thanks for listening to this show, and enjoy your weekend. Me? I'll be back here with another show tomorrow. I can't remember the last time I took a day off.